You Are in Love, written by Disillusioned Danny and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cassandra Cain / Jazz Fenton, and is additionally tagged with ectocontaminated / liminal Jazz Fenton, tall Jazz, Bamf Jazz, Jazz-centric, POV Jazz. Cass is Black Bat, selectively mute Cass, Dorks in Love, Ballroom Dancing, Fluff, and Domestic Fluff.
One look, dark room, meant just for you. Time moved too fast, you play it back. Buttons on a coat, lighthearted joke. No proof, not much, but you saw enough.
Jazz Fenton let out a sigh as she followed behind her boss as they made their way across the large ballroom. It was the annual Wayne Charity Gala for Criminal Justice Reform, and as a public defender at Gotham County Courthouse, Jazz was unfortunately obligated to be there rubbing elbows with rich, pretentious assholes. It was for a wonderful cause, and all of the money went to a local nonprofit organization that helped give people the life-saving resources that would keep them from reoffending or resorting to working for the Goonian, as Jazz had heard it called. When she had first graduated from Harvard Law, she hadn't known what exactly she wanted to do, what kind of law she wanted to practice, who she wanted to help. And then Danny had told her about how bad Gotham was. After he had started working with Constantine and the rest of the Justice League Dark on more magical problems, he had started to tell Jazz about all of the horrors of Gotham from when the Bats called him there for assistance. It was then that Jazz finally realized what it was she was wanting to do. She wanted to help reform the horrible justice system that was the Gotham City justice system and help with the major crime that was going on there. So she had put in an application to be a public defender in Gotham County to help the most disenfranchised people of Gotham, and she found her way to New Jersey of all places. 4 years later, and the public defender's office had been completely redone under the watchful eye of Jasmine Fenton, and she had managed to make it work like a well-oiled machine. She had helped partner with a few nonprofits that helped them work on their basic needs, while the PD's office focused on helping them keep from going to prison, or worse, Arkham. It wasn't a perfect system, but it was getting better. So here she was, prepared to schmooze with the best of them to get more funding for all of the different organizations that were helping them reduce Gotham recidivism. For the first time in her life, Jazz found herself thankful for the lessons she had received from Vlad when it came to trying to get people to give her money. Not that she would ever admit that to her godfather. She plastered her most pleasant smile on her face as she floated through the ballroom, trying not to be self-conscious of the fact that she was in a long green ball gown that had already caused a few people to make comments about the fact that combined with her red hair was reminiscent of poison ivy. It was a little embarrassing, but her girlfriend had told her multiple times that she looked good in it, and that had her feeling a bit better. If her girlfriend thought it looked good, then it had to be. She would never lie to Jazz. Jazz was slightly suspicious that her girlfriend didn't even know how to lie. Teal eyes roved through the city as she eyed the other gala guests, looking for her next target. She really needed to find someone to chat with, or else she was going to start looking a bit too awkward. Then her eyes landed on the most beautiful woman in the room, and Jazz felt her stomach flutter a bit in anticipation as she made her way to Jazz. Jasmine Fenton was a ruthless, cutthroat defense attorney. She scared Harvey Dent. Yet her girlfriend seemed to make her weak at the knees every time she so much as looked Jazz's way. Cassandra Wayne was the only daughter of Brucey Wayne, the playboy billionaire and host of their lovely gala for the night. Jazz had met her for the first time just 2 years prior, when she had been forced to attend her first gala. The woman had been following Brucey around like a shadow, a pleasant, if not forced, smile plastered onto her face as she followed the man around the room, sneaking glasses of champagne from her overly intoxicated father's hand whenever she thought he had been drinking too much, or glaring menacingly at women who tried to approach the older man in attempts to get him to bring him home. Then her eyes had landed on Jazz, and she had given her the most genuine, beautiful smile that the redhead had ever seen. Jazz had found herself compelled to go over and talk to both Brucey and his daughter, and it was probably the best decision she had ever made in her life. Bruce had managed to convince Cass to drift off with Jazz when he got into a long conversation with one of the DAs, who was also at attendance at the gala. Which was fine with Jazz. The two ladies had found themselves chatting the rest of the night, trading stories, people watching, commiserating over the fact that they were forced to even be at a gala in the first place. And then, as the night had come to an end, Cassandra had slipped Jazz a napkin with a phone number and a smiley face before she gave Jazz another one of those breathtaking smiles that had her swooning where she stood. And really, the rest was history. The women had found themselves talking more and more, seeking one another out whenever they had the chance. Jazz had gone to see Cass's ballet shows, and Cass started to make the weekly trips to the courthouse to make sure that the redhead was eating properly and taking care of herself. Somehow, they had found themselves here, in a happy, comfortable relationship, living together in a nice brownstone in Upper Gotham and attending fancy galas together. Cass still followed her father like a shadow, and Jazz still had to unfortunately kiss ass to a bunch of rich billionaires, but sometime during the night, they would find one another and get just a little too wrapped up in each other to notice anyone else. "Fancy seeing you here, beautiful," a soft, polite voice said, as strong, callous hands twined with Jazz's soft, dainty ones. Jazz looked down at her gorgeous, amazing, beautiful girlfriend and felt her cheeks go red like it was that first night all over again. "I know. It's almost like your father is hosting the charity ball," Jazz said with a soft snort. Cass gave her that soft, secretive smile that always seemed to draw the older woman in. Her coal-lined eyes rolled once as she glanced over at where Bruce was laughing loudly, throwing his arm over Oliver Queen's shoulder as he laughed raucously, causing others to look over at him in thinly veiled disdain. "Yes, he does enjoy coming to these," Cass said, her nose crinkled ever so slightly. Jazz just gave her girlfriend a small smile. "He seems to be really hamming it up tonight," Jazz said with a laugh, as her girlfriend just let out a tired sigh and shook her head. That was one of the fun parts of getting to know Cass. Jazz started to learn a bit more about all of the family and their treasure trove of secrets. She learned that Bruce Wayne wasn't nearly as ditzy and arrogant as he let people think, and was much more level-headed and open. She had gotten to know each of Cass's siblings as well, and learned a bit more of each of them. And then she'd gotten to learn the real secret about the Waynes after dating her girlfriend for a year. She had learned about their nightly activities and had been more than excited to learn as much as she could about them. Not only that, but she got to listen to them tell her fun stories about her baby brother. Apparently, he worked rather closely with Cass's younger brother, Tim, and the two caused more chaos than Danny had ever let her know about. It was fun getting to know all of the secrets behind her girlfriend, to learn every facet of who she was and how she came to be. How there were days when words were just too much for the shorter woman, when days were so hard and difficult that she couldn't seem to get out of bed. Then there were days when her laugh filled their apartment, along with the pitter-patter of her feet as she danced around the kitchen to music only she could hear. And Jazz found herself able to talk to someone who understood what it was like to grow up with just plain insanity. She felt more comfortable telling Cass about her childhood, opening up about the fact that the reason she was so interested in justice reform was because her own parents had been thrown in prison when she had just been 20 years old after what they'd done to Danny. Not to mention the years of neglect that they'd endured under her parents' care. Cass never looked at her like she was insane when she mentioned times where she had beat down turkeys with a baseball bat. They found solace in one another, a comfort that Jazz had never felt before in her life. She found acceptance in Cassandra Wayne, and she was addicted to it. In love with the feeling of being in love. Cass treated Jazz like she was fine china, a delicate thing that needed to be treasured and loved. And Jazz made sure that Cass felt the same way, that Cass knew she was loved and valued, that the shorted, hardened woman knew that she was more than just a weapon for others to use, that she could be more than just Black Bat, that she could be whatever she wanted to be, that she was Jazz's tiny dancer that she adored endlessly. "Would you like to dance?" Cass asked, the corner of her eyes crinkled slightly with her smile. "You just like showing off," Jazz said with a roll of her eyes, before taking Cass's hand, watching the way her yellow ball gown seemed to swish around her as she led the taller woman to the dance floor. "I like showing you off, yes," Cass said simply, before she rested her hand on Jazz's waist, the other holding Jazz's hand carefully. "How is it?" "It's fine," Jazz said with a huff as she looked around at the other partygoers. "We're raising a lot of money already, and we haven't even gotten to the silent auction yet. I just hate having to play nice with all these people." "Better than me," Cass said simply, as she allowed Jazz to twirl her around a bit. Jazz gave her a small smile and shook her head in amusement. "You just have to smile, and you have everyone here vying for your attention. You're the favorite out of Brucey's kids, you know," Jazz told her with a small grin. Whatever. Kim's the favorite, Cass pointed out. Jazz just shook her head and dipped Cass down before pulling her back and giving the woman a soft kiss. Whatever you say, she murmured, lips a hair's breadth from Cass's. If it's any consolation, you're my favorite. Cass let out a hum. Her eyes fluttered closed for a moment as she relished in the attention from the redhead. Everyone is watching. Let them, Jazz said, running her nose along Cass's jawline for a moment before they went back to spinning and swaying and sashaying through the dance floor. Isn't that what you always tell me? Let them watch? Cass hummed. Makes you more interesting, she murmured. Sometimes you're scary. Dancing makes you more approachable, more open. Jazz scoffed. I'm approachable. Intimidating, Cass told her, pinching her side lightly. Powerful women scare people. You're powerful, scary, unapproachable. It's not my fault that people are cowards and are intimidated by me, Jazz grumbled. Cass just smiled and shook her head. No, but dancing makes you seem more approachable. More. Cass paused and thought for a moment. More human, she finally said. I'm human, Jazz argued. No, liminal. Big difference, she said with a laugh. Sometimes you stand too still. Your eyes glow too much. Too strong. A little too other, she said, smiling up at Jazz. Jazz rolled her eyes and just gave her girlfriend another kiss. Well, I suppose we can prove to everyone that I'm a non-intimidating, kind, fully human person. Cass let out an excited giggle and allowed Jazz to spin her across the ballroom. The attorney just grinned as they took over the dance floor. Her love for her girlfriend bloomed in her chest. The end.